Topic 1. Common knowledge, and common knowledge within a specialized field. In Chapter 9, reasoning based on common sense and common knowledge was explained, and it is designated as Technique 9. In Chapter 10, reasoning based on educated common sense and common knowledge within a specialized field is explained, and it is designated as Technique 10. In this chapter, the focus will be on two of the components of Techniques 9 and 10, which are common knowledge and common knowledge within a specialized field. Subtopic: a brief description of common knowledge. When a statement fits the definition of common knowledge, it is comprised of information that is familiar to your readers, as well as to a general audience. A precise definition is provided several paragraphs below. An example of common knowledge is during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln was President of the United States. Another example is this e-book. That is, most of the information in this e-book falls under the category of common knowledge. However, some of the more complex material in this book can be classified as common knowledge within a specialized field. Keep in mind that documents may contain some statements that fit the general category of common knowledge, coupled with statements that do not fit this category. For example, this e-book contains common knowledge, combined with common knowledge within a specialized field. Subtopic: a brief description of common knowledge within a specialized field. When a statement fits the definition of common knowledge within a specialized field, it is comprised of information that is widely known within a discipline, specialized field, or trade. For example, the following statement is common knowledge within the field of mathematics. Note: the following mathematical statement cannot be read, because it involves visual components and mathematical symbols. A precise definition of common knowledge within a specialized field is provided in Topic 2. Keep in mind that documents may contain some statements that fit the above category, coupled with statements that do not fit this category. For example, this might involve common knowledge within a specialized field combined with original information. Subtopic: definition of common knowledge. Based on the way I am using the terminology, common knowledge is information that is widely known, can be understood by a general audience, and it does not require citations or supporting evidence. Information in this category can generally be checked for accuracy by the writer or by the readers with general reference sources, such as with encyclopedias, almanacs, dictionaries, and Google search. You can check information in reference sources to determine if it is common knowledge. Specifically, if you find the same information in two or more reliable sources, without citations, it is most likely common knowledge. When we write a term paper or document, we create statements. Some of the statements might fit the definition of common knowledge, and the statements that do not fit the definition may require citations and/or supporting evidence. The statement can be thought of as the structural unit of a document, and the above definition can be rephrased accordingly, as follows. A statement is common knowledge if it is comprised of information that is widely known, can be understood by a general audience, and it does not require citations or supporting evidence. Subtopic: examples of common knowledge. Three specific examples of common knowledge are presented below. George Washington was the first elected president of the United States. Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. There are 365 days in a year, except for leap years, which have 366 days. Six general examples of common knowledge are presented below. Generally accepted etiquette rules. Commonly used vocabulary. Commonly accepted expectations of cause and effect, such as if you drop a sheet of glass on concrete it will probably break, if you are exposed to the rain your clothing will get wet. The non-technical descriptions of commonly used items, such as cookware, tables, chairs, computers, cameras, hammers, chisels. The non-technical descriptions of foods that are commonly known to most people, such as milk, eggs, cheese, cake, beef, pork, fish, etc. The non-technical descriptions of household chemicals, such as bleach, ammonia, laundry detergent, drain cleaner, window cleaner, furniture polish, etc. Subtopic, common knowledge and your writing. When you write a statement that is comprised of common knowledge, it is not necessary to cite sources for that statement, even if you obtain the information from one or more sources. However, if you are paraphrasing or quoting from a reference source or any published document, you must credit the source. If you took notes from a reference source and used them to write your document, you might have inadvertently paraphrased. In such a case, it is probably best to credit the sources. If you did not use any notes, but you notice that your document looks like it contains paraphrases from the sources you studied, credit the sources. Subtopic, is supporting evidence needed when your writing involves common knowledge? It is unnecessary to provide any supporting evidence for common knowledge, because it is generally accepted without supporting evidence. However, if you think that your readers might be unfamiliar with the material, it might be best to provide some type of supporting evidence to convince the readers of the validity of your statements. This can simply involve referring your readers to sources that agree with the statements you are writing. You can also use conventional citations, with quotes or paraphrases from reliable sources, as supporting evidence. Subtopic, the relativity of common knowledge. Common knowledge is information that your readers will accept as valid without citations or supporting evidence. If your readers do not accept it as valid, it is not common knowledge for your readers. For example, if you are writing for an American audience and you state that George Washington was the first president of the United States, you are dealing with common knowledge. Thus, it is not necessary to cite sources or provide any supporting evidence. However, if you are writing for people in India that are not familiar with American history, you are not dealing with common knowledge. In such a case, it probably will be necessary to cite sources to provide supporting evidence for the validity of your statements about George Washington. For additional and supporting information on common knowledge, see the following web-based sources. What is common knowledge? This is a very good source of information. Video How to Cite Sources, A Comment on Common Knowledge, Kevin DeLaplani. This is an excellent video, but it is very brief. It sums up important aspects of common knowledge very effectively. Examples of common knowledge. Not so common knowledge. Common knowledge, which you don't have to cite.